All right, Beata, all we do is talk football, and we have a special guest in the studio.
Should we make him not a special guest at some point?
Kevin, we want to talk to you about something.
Let's go. What's up?
We're going to look at you as a free agent, and we're going to see if we can work something out. But, you know, I think we need to, you know.
Widen the bench? Deepen the bench.
So, Kevin, how do you want to word this? Do we make an offer, or do we just, are we in negotiations right now?
No. He's in tryouts this week. And if he passes.
He's better than both of us, though.
No. He's in tryouts this week. And if we get more listeners and downloads on our podcast this week, we will officially add you to the team.
Would you consider that, Kevin?
Absolutely.
Listen, what do you mean will he consider that? He needs to show that he can get downloads and listens.
He's going
to
make it happen.
He's better than both of us.
Well, we'll see.
How about my record?
Although he is 1-5 in our KISS League, so maybe not. Maybe not, yeah.
Not yet. There's a chance.
5-0.
Kevin.
Upset of the week this week, I'm calling it.
Which are you going to, you think you can, you're 1-5 in the league, right? In our KISS League, right?
Oh, KISS League, I'm
1-4. You're 5-0. No,
KISS League, I lost one. I lost to DJ Drew. I'm so mad.
When's your rematch with him? Will that only be playoffs, or do you have another one coming up? I haven't really looked at the schedule at all. Do we play each other twice?
I think it depends on the division. You're in the same division as him, so
yeah,
there's a good chance of it.
Man, we got to hype that up. That's pretty wild. All right. I made some moves last week thanks to Kevin's advice. Actually, I made some moves. I didn't listen to Beata last week. Now, I still would have, you know, I was playing Beata, but I didn't. You made a suggestion. I didn't take it. I should have taken it. I still would have been beaten by you, but I thought I should point that out because I started Matt Ryan over Drew Brees because on NFL, the ticker, I was kind of back and forth. And Drew lit it up the week before. And on the NFL ticker, it says, I start him, sit him, you know, like we're going to do in a few minutes.
Drew Brees.
Well, no, it said
at home.
They said
Monday night.
I think
we
mentioned that.
You did. But Matt Ryan was number one. Roethlisberger was number two.
Drew Brees trying to break records at home Monday night.
Got to go with the home guy.
Yeah, I thought they were. I knew he would break the. Well, you knew you would assume he was going to break the record. But I thought I was really excited.
Not in the first half, though.
Yeah,
that was crazy.
As I was watching, I'm like, oh my God. But I still probably shouldn't have been as close as I was because I picked up the Cincinnati defense and they just went crazy. So I think even my score, as close as I got, if I would have started Drew, it was, you beat me by, like, the score didn't represent how bad you beat me. Like, you didn't kill me, but you beat me, you know, I don't know.
It was, two of our studs didn't even have a good week. That's how good our team is.
That's sad on my part. God. All right.
What did it was 135.92 to 114.10.
So I'd had about 120-ish with Drew in there, minus Matt Ryan plus Drew, give or take one.
Dude, Kamara only got me 6 points.
But Ingram, okay, that Ingram stash on the bench is working out.
That
for
was
me.
Great. That's great.
So good I really loved Andrew. That. Kevin, I took your. Well, you didn't suggest this last week, but I just got rid of Dez Bryant. I needed the space, and even if he does get picked up, what's going to happen? I'm kind of over it at this point, so I fired Dez Bryant.
Who'd you pick up for him?
I picked up the rookie Moore from Carolina. I think he's going to. I'm trying to look in, you know, think weeks ahead. Who is going to be lighting it up weeks ahead? Like, because you know he was a number one pick. He was picked over Ridley. And you think they're going to work him in at some point. They have high hopes for this guy. He's super fast. So you would think they're going to work him in at some point. You know,
they need receivers in that lineup.
And I picked Sutton from Denver. I know neither one of you guys are big fans of Sutton from Denver. Or you're not fans of the quarterback. But I picked him up. And, I think he could work into something, too. We'll see. Cooper has been driving me crazy. Amari Cooper. That's going to be a big topic for anyone who has, you know, a Raider on their... Both you guys.
Every other week. I have him in another league, and every other week he does something. And it's always the week I start him, he doesn't do anything.
Makes me crazy. I was like, I had my finger over the button on dropping him or, you know, picking up somebody else. I didn't think it was worth doing because somebody's going to grab him, obviously, you know. What do you do with him this week? For people who have, Amari Cooper, do you start him against, who we got, Seattle?
No.
I don't.
Right now, he's on my bench.
He should stay there for the season.
Maybe so. All right, Beata,
I mean, he does have the worst coach in the NFL.
Yeah, you hate the coach. I get it. You hate his guts.
I don't know. Do you know that I hate the coach? Because I really.
Beata hates John Gruden. And I get it.
I've heard that.
He's taken that team. They've got. He signed a 10-year deal.
Can I fall upwards? Like, why can't I get a job that they just give me stupid money for something I'm horrible at?
If only. Oh, my God.
I wonder if they'll hire me as a coach.
All right.
Show them your fantasy resume.
Maybe so. Clearly, you got something going on. You get the Andy Reid thing happening. All right, Beata, what's give us some structure here, Beata. I'm just rolling here.
Well, let's look. If I could speak today. All right, waiver wire. We're going into the weekend. We got bye weeks. You know,
right.
New Orleans is on bye. You know, you might have Kamara. Who are you starting at running back? You know, who's available? Who are we looking at right now that's on the waiver wire that you guys are like, hey, this guy's up right now. Who might be sitting there that would be worth a start, if not just a start this week. For a bye week start.
One person I was looking at, I didn't get. He's probably available in a lot of leagues, although the KISS league we're in is kind of vicious. But isn't he Mac from Seattle?
What's his name?
No, I'm not him. Who's the running back?
Mike Davis.
Davis, there we go. Davis from Seattle. I missed out on him. Is he something to look out for?
He could be. I mean, I see him getting goal line touches. They have Chris Carson. He's more of a change of pace back. He's a starter, but, you know, he likes to catch the ball. Mike Davis is just pure runner.
Right. He's Leonard Fournette, basically. Who's the back for Detroit? He is...
Blunt.
Yeah, LeGarrette
Blunt. Better Blunt.
Gotcha.
But, yeah, I think he has 4 touchdowns in the last 2 weeks. I mean, you can't go wrong with that.
So he's basically touchdown or fail.
Touchdown dependent, pretty much, yeah.
All right, gotcha. All right, go ahead, Kevin. Who you got?
I'm not really liking the waiver wire too much this week, but another guy you misinterpret him as Marlon Mack from Indy. He's back. I don't know if this is the week to start him, but maybe a stash. He's probably the same type of thing because they have Hines. He's going to catch the ball.
Right.
Mack might be their, you know, runner. Look out for injuries like San Francisco's running back Breida. He's hurt.
Morris got picked up by quite a few.
Alfred Morris would be a hot pickup. Green Bay run D's not the greatest.
Let me ask both of you guys. I know Beata's a big Tampa guy or Tampa girl, and this
OJ
guy,
Howard.
No, not him. Well, yeah, that's an option, of course. But running back, I had this guy picked up in our league. I dropped him. Ronald Jones the second. He's a rookie. I keep thinking, I'm thinking, kind of long term. Not long term, but you know,
the only thing that scares me about Tampa is they haven't really established a running game. Because they have Peyton Barber also, who hasn't done anything. I picked him up in a bunch of leagues.
Barber or Jones? You picked up Barber?
I had Peyton Barber from the beginning.
Right.
Pretty much from my draft. He was like one of my last picks. Because everybody said that he was going to do something. Nothing. And their running game has just kind of been weak this year.
I wouldn't think anything would change with Winston in there.
Ugh, don't get me started.
People are high
However,
on Winston
I will
for this
say
week.
This week, though, I think Winston has an amazing matchup. So if you have Winston, that might be a good one for you this week.
Not hating that. I thought about getting Winston in the other league.
I mean, if you need him just for this week.
Yeah, I ended up picking up, and at the beginning of the year, I would have never done this, but I have Drew Brees in both my leagues.
Drew Brees! Except you don't start him.
I know, I'm an idiot. But I picked up in the other league Dalton to start this week.
Okay.
Which, you know, I could have gone for Winston, but I thought, I'm kind of done with Tampa at this point, you know.
How about Baker Mayfield for the start this week?
Not hating that.
That would not be a bad option.
Yeah.
San Diego Pasty is not the greatest.
Right?
I like that.
And he is also, if you're in a keeper, once again, you're probably going to keep a running back most likely, but, you know, still an option for if you're in a keeper league and he just becomes the greatest thing ever and you can stash your quarterback, never have to worry about it, you know, for next year. Maybe. Although
just saying, too, last week you started Matt Ryan in Pittsburgh, right? Now
yes.
You're going to start Andy Dalton in Pittsburgh.
Well, that in right.
There's a theme going here, JoJo.
I know. Not in the KISS league. I mean, in the KISS league, I'm going back with Matt Ryan again in the KISS league versus Tampa Bay.
That's got to be the play of the week.
Yeah, that's my one.
Which
there.
One?
Matt Ryan in at home against Tampa. He's going to light him up.
After last week, he's just pissed. You know, Julio Jones.
I don't know. It is division. So you know those division teams play each other a little different.
They do.
They do. But
they both score points.
They definitely both score points. I think that I might take the over in that one, to be honest.
Yeah, and I love the fact that both defenses, well, I thought that was the case last week with Pittsburgh. They're both going to kind of defensively lay eggs, and then both offenses are going to just kill each other. Turns out it was one-sided, but still, same theory into this game, like you said, Kevin. Matt Ryan, Falcons versus Tampa Bay, home. Yeah, I'm going Matt Ryan in that start, but in the other league, I have Dalton right now. So maybe I should have gone Jameis there as opposed to Dalton. But Dalton's been doing pretty good.
There.
Is he? Let me just double check. Well,
how do you guys feel about Alfred Morris?
I had him earlier in the year
against Green Bay this year, because Green Bay, I think, gives up, they say, an average of 4.2 yards per carry.
If Breida's out,
he's
a no-brainer.
Yeah, they're saying that he's likely to miss Week 6.
I did just read, though, that his limp wasn't as noticeable, so he might practice tomorrow.
Oh, well, we'll see. His limp is not that noticeable.
They get an extra day because they're on Monday night.
Oh, that's right.
So
those always scare me, though.
Because
you can't do too many changes on your roster. It's like, ooh.
And if it's a Monday night game and you're waiting for it, then oh, my God, he's not going to play. So you got to pick some, last second Hail Mary. Ugh.
I was very happy in the KISS League. Because, as everybody knows, tight ends are very thin unless you have Kelce or Gronk.
Right.
Somebody dropped Greg Olsen, and I was able to pick him up.
I know. Chewy? Did Chewy do it?
I don't know.
I was trying to get him, too.
But I grabbed him. So now I have a tight end. Hopefully he doesn't get hurt again.
Who dropped
like always.
Olsen?
I don't know who dropped. He was out for a while, so maybe they dropped him a while back.
It was.
Maybe?
It was. They dropped him like right after week one because he got hurt game one.
Got it.
And I saw he was starting to practice last week. I was like, all right, I'm going to put a waiver in. Got him. I'm still not going to start him this week. I'm going to start Hopper or Hooper, whatever they call him, from Atlanta, because it's a good matchup, and let Olsen, get his feet wet. But I was pretty stoked on that one.
Tevin Coleman might be a good start this week too, because they're saying that Devontae.
Yep.
Might not be. He hasn't practiced yet.
I've always liked Coleman back before. Just far as I'm a Cowboys fan, I wanted them to draft him that year. Of course, we got Zeke now, but. I really liked him. I really liked Coleman. I thought he would light it up more the last couple of weeks without, Freeman, starting. But still, maybe there's other reasons. I still like him, but whatever. Hey, Dalvin Cook, Minnesota. I've had the most, and I'm sure a lot of people have, drafted Dalvin Cook first or second round. You did too. All right.
I did. He was in two of my leagues.
Yeah, he was in my KISS league, second round pick. Matter of fact, my first round pick was Leonard Fournette, out. Second round pick, Dalvin Cook, out. But Dalvin Cook, they're saying he is.
Sounds like excuses to me.
It is.
Still got a better record than me.
I do. That's right. Yeah. Oh, my God. Why are we bringing you in again? Biata should host the show herself. Fire the both of us. But do you think, those injuries, he keeps kind of, he'll tease you with, hey, he's starting. Then, oh, my God, he played like a one play and they pulled him out. It's just one of those deals. So do I trust Dalvin? Does anybody trust Dalvin Cook? Fournette's out. So that don't even, he's done. But
I trust him this week. 100%. I just read he's a full participant today. They play Arizona, who's one of the worst run defense. Minnesota does not have a rushing touchdown this year.
Wow.
Not one rushing touchdown this year. Dalvin Cook is going to light it up this week.
There you go, JoJo.
Done. All right. Okay.
That is one of my starts of the week right there.
Okay. On that. All right. The question you asked me earlier, should I go with Winston or Winston at Atlanta or Dalton, Cincinnati, at Pittsburgh? They're both available. I have Dalton. Winston's on the waiver right now. Biata, you steered me in the right direction last week. I didn't take your advice. My finger's on the button right now.
I'm not the one to ask this question because I hate Winston so much that I will never start Winston. I'm sorry. I hate him.
Kevin, do I go Winston?
So Dalton all day here.
Or Dalton?
Tough one, JoJo.
I'm hoping Fitzmagic comes
back. Do we have a weather report, what it's going to be like in Pittsburgh? Because now weather's starting to come into play. I think. They're both division games. I mean, that AFC North, smash mouth football, division game. The NFC South is more of a shootout, pass happy league division.
So I should go Winston.
I'd probably say Winston.
But yeah, I'm going to hit this button, and if it goes wrong for me, I will never doubt you ever again.
I'm telling you, the only reason I'm picking Dalton is because I can never pick Winston.
Player added. Just did it.
Did you drop Dalton?
In that league, yeah.
You dropped Dalton for Winston for 1 week?
Well, my starter's Drew Brees.
He's got Brees.
So. Well, that's not an issue there. We're rolling. All right, Winston it is. Done. See that? Making things happen right there. Somebody just got fired and hired right there. Bam. All right, what's our next thing, Beata? What do we got?
Let's look at injuries for Sunday.
Go for it. We just talked, Dalvin
Cook. Yeah, so the
Cook,
big one obviously. Is Dalvin Cook is back. Devontae Freeman looks like he didn't practice, and I don't believe he practiced again today. So Tevin Coleman is definitely going to be your start.
How's Cooper Kupp? Is he injured or no?
Cooper Kupp was in concussion protocol, but they're looking like he is going to start this week.
Him and Cooks practiced yesterday and today, so they're going
to
be
good.
Should be
go.
Good to go.
Yep. Thank you, Mr. Kupp. Let's win another football game.
Hey, Dana just came in. Come on in, Dana. Join our podcast here. She knows.
She doesn't need to join our podcast. She's hungry. She needs to eat something. She's wasting away, for God's sakes.
You can pull that mic up if you want, Dana. Take a seat. Relax. Chill out.
She All doesn't right. care she about does this care, podcast. Brianna. She doesn't care about this podcast.
We
She's either on vacation or eating.
That is false. I don't know if you can hear me.
That is not false. That is
I'm
true.
Always eating, and I'm not always on vacation. Only once a month.
Once a month.
Just kidding.
She's going back on vacation at the end of this month again. So, you know, there's that.
It's, but. You know, for football reasons. See?
It's not a see. It does not count.
Good Lord. All right.
You have more vacation than JoJo.
What the heck, right? More injuries?
Ingram will not be playing this evening.
Ingram. Oh, as in?
Evan.
We're taping this on Thursday. So you'll know how good we are after. You hear this, but
it's going up tonight before the game starts in an hour.
Gotcha. All right. So,
Noah Jaye, who would you start? Smallwood or Clement? Who's going to get the rock?
I think Smallwood's going to get it. Now, do you know what's absolutely funny? Totally random. If Smallwood does take off, I'm going to laugh because that was somebody that we drafted for Chewy's team. So we had somebody draft for Chewy's team for the Kiss League because he didn't show up. So Miles knew nothing. So after a couple, we had him pick up golf. I didn't let him completely screw his team. But once we got to the end, he was just picking up random stuff. So he picked up Smallwood.
What was the other one?
What was the other? There was
Jake
another.
Butt.
Yeah, Jake Butt and Smallwood were back to back picks.
He just wanted guys like Smallwood. Good Lord.
Hey, but no, I'm actually, I actually think Smallwood might actually have a good week.
And he has Clement too. I think you picked Clement up for him.
Yeah.
Is that trade going to go through with McCoy? And he's injured so often anyway. But is that trade going through or no? It won't affect this week.
Clearly. It won't affect this week. They're talking about it. It would be a good fit. I think it'd be a good for his fantasy stock if he went back to Philly.
Did the Giants make a mistake by picking Saquon Barkley at 2?
No.
Because Eli is kind of lately, or maybe it's not Eli's fault. Not that that's a fantasy issue.
That offensive line is horrible.
But they picked they got a left guard. I think is legit. That what's Gonzalez? What's his name? Badass dude picked top second round. Big mean dude. I forget his name. They tried.
And then they got sold or two, didn't they, from New England? Mm-hmm. I don't know what's going on.
For left tackle. They just all suck. All right, what's next, Beata? She's the structure of this show. Injuries?
That's it.
Looks like Lamar Miller's back this week.
Is he back?
He is black. Wow. Back.
Back in black?
Back in black.
Me, me, me. So what we got here?
Can I tell you, I did pick up in one of my other leagues, I picked up. Or I've always had for the last couple of years, Alfred Blue.
I was just looking at him. That's your.
I named my team after him, and I'll never change my team name, and I always have Alfred Blue on my bench.
You want to say that story?
Yeah. So what was it, 3 years ago? I think it was either two fantasy seasons or three fantasy seasons ago. Miller got injured going into playoffs start, week 14 normally? Right. So he got injured going into week 14. First week of playoffs, my team sucked. I was barely squeaking into the playoffs. I was worst plays, running against, fourth, going against the top in my division. I was I'm going to get screwed. Miller's out. Now I really don't have a running back. My team was just in shambles. I was like, you know what? Like, I'm going to pick up Alfred Blue. They're going up against a horrible rush defense. He should be able to get a couple yards. There's nobody else available on a waiver wire that's going to do anything. So I picked him up and I put him on my team. And all the guys in the league were like, what if you are starting Alfred Blue in the playoffs? If you win with Alfred Blue, I'm quitting fantasy football. I'm like, dude, it's the worst. Whoever they were going at was the worst ranked running defense. I was like, why not? He's starting.
Got to start somebody. You know?
Yeah, I got to start somebody. 97 rushing receiving yards and a touchdown. I won and moved the next week. And then he started that week and had another great week. And I literally won my fantasy football season because of Alfred Blue.
And your team name was what again?
Alfred Blue Bombers.
They're going to say Blue Balls.
There's that. Now her team is, Dana, did you know her team is called Mahomies? Mahomies?
That's very witty.
Very witty, very fun.
I named my team before I actually drafted him. I was like, I need to get him on my team because that's what I want to name my team.
Oh, Lord.
Really good.
And hence, he's helping me win. Love you.
All right, so I guess that's a wrap for this week. Oh, by the way, did you see you guys need to check my Instagram. Kevin's the guy that sent, the building management called you when I was buzzing my friend down to the building. And they.
Busted.
Not buzzing. So we have, let's set up the story. We have key cards. Everybody's assigned a key card. It goes to your name. You get paid X amount. Like, per key card has to pay X amount of dollars per month for your rental of the parking spot or whatever it is.
Ugh.
So if you have a friend, especially after hours, you've got to pay, and it's a cash only. So JoJo, instead of using a card with, like, a sticker, because we have them everywhere, that's, like, validate.
I didn't check.
It was also late at night.
What does that have to do with anything?
You can't get validation at late at night.
Yes, you can.
There's two secret locations.
But they're not secret if we know them.
Well, Lisa's desk is one location, yes. Right? What's the other one?
Oh, you don't know about the other one?
I don't know. I didn't know about that one.
About that.
So how did you not?
Lisa, I didn't know about either of them until now. I mean, I'm sure she mentioned it, but when do I remember that stuff?
What, maybe your producer would know. Oh, wait, was she on vacation?
She was eating some lunch.
I was here. Okay.
She was actually in the studio. But okay, where's the other location at?
I'm not telling you if you don't know.
How do I not?
Well, you
do
know
this
one.
Again?
I can't tell you everything.
How am I supposed to find this out? I mean, I have some passes now. I have some validation passes now. And I know where Lisa Marie's Peaches thing is, but I don't know the other one. Mm-hmm. Your desk. Is it your desk? It's Pete. You sit at Lisa Marie's desk, box to the left, right in there. If you take the last one out, you got to leave her a post-it note like, hey, I took the last one, or she'll kill you. I'll learn these things. Kevin, this is my life.
How do you feel about all this information? Oh, hey, and I would just like to say that my good friend Josh celebrated the Browns' victory last week.
Second
with
win.
With the horrendous field goal. Did you guys see that field goal?
Yeah.
That they made to win the game? I mean, it was the most horrendous. I think I could have kicked a better ball. And I was like, oh, my God, he's going to miss this with this horrendous, squabbly thing that barely made it over the upright. Scored it, my friend. I will show you the video on Instagram.
I'm a Packer fan. I don't want to talk about field goals.
Oh, my God, what happened to your team? Dude, what the?
We win that game if it wasn't for him. And he's one of the best kickers in the league.
Do you Well, did you have him on your team?
I think I have him in the auction league.
You keeping him?
I think I dropped him.
Wow.
I think I did.
Five kicks, I think it was. Field goals.
And then two extra points. Oh, yeah, yeah. Five total.
Oh, my God.
Crazy.
All right.
It went through! Yeah! Yeah! It fucking went through! It was so ugly!
Wow. Dude, he is not kidding.
Guys, I told you, Josh is a serious Browns fan.
I'm becoming a fan, too. How do you not love that team?
He's hanging out with Dave Chitara.
Right? I know, right? We're talking about football in the garage there, because he just stops the car, and I yell, Browns! Oh my God. I'm so happy for Browns fans. They've been through so much hell, man. It's just, it's exciting. It really, they got to find another kicker, though.
Now the Indians are out. That's all they got.
That's true. That is
no
true.
No LeBron anymore?
All right, at the end of every podcast, how did he do? How did we do? He did better
we
than us.
We don't know. We're going to see how our downloads and listens go this week.
We're going to offer him a full-time role on this podcast, which is a very valued position, Dana. And we're considering
congrats,
him.
Almost.
No, not congrats.
Not yet. Not yet.
He's trying out.
If they
he's
trying out. To.
He's trying out right now. We need to see what he brings to the table.
Oh, man. All right. At the end of every podcast, Kevin Fistbump and Megan Fisher, give me a little bam and a
bam.
Dana, I sent you here.
Hey, what's up?
Bam. Make sure to check out our paranormal podcast too, right, Dana?
No,
yeah. Check out our paranormal podcast.